founding of the California Council of the Blind, Catherine Skivers. Editor's note, as we begin our 80th year as the California Council of the Blind, what could be more fitting than a series of articles by Kathy Skivers? Throughout this anniversary year, as space permits, we will be seeing more of her all-important historic perspective. Page 33. On October 6, 1934, a group of 29 persons met in Fresno to consider the formation of a California Council for the Blind. The plan for such an organization originated with Mrs. Kathleen Michael, then chief of the Division for the Blind in the State Department of Social Welfare. Her plan was to form a group in which the sighted members would predominate, but the blind would have some representation. Of the 29 persons present, 16 were blind and 13 sighted. The blind members had come at the insistence of Dr. Newell Perry, director of advanced studies at the California School for the Blind, and himself the blind leader of the blind at that time. The blind persons represented various organizations of the blind up and down the state, which Dr. Perry had been organizing during the previous 10 years. Most of the sighted persons present were engaged in work for the blind in the state and had held several preliminary meetings among themselves to discuss the formation of a council. It was the late Professor Jacobus Tenbrick, one of Dr. Perry's boys, who masterminded and battled through the substitution of the adopted Article 1, Section 1 of the bylaws of the newly formed organization, and which gave the blind the majority on the original council by adding representatives of two additional organizations of the blind to the roster. Page 34. This majority led to the election of Dr. Perry as the first president, a post which he held until his retirement from the position in 1953. Following are the minutes of that historic organizational meeting. A meeting of the group interested in the welfare of the blind was held in the Jade Room of the Hotel Fresno at Fresno on Saturday, October 6, 1934. The meeting was called to order by the chairman, Mrs. Kathleen Michael, at 10:15 a.m. The following persons were present: Mrs. Kathleen Michael, chief of the Division for the Blind; Mrs. J.R. Lewerton, blind representative of the Long Beach area; Mr. H.D. Hicker, chief of the Bureau of Vocational Rehabilitation; Mr. J.R. Atkinson, founder and director of the Braille Institute of America, Los Angeles, with Mrs. Atkinson; Miss Annette Williams, blind representative of the Oakland area; Mr. Reginald White, blind representative of the San Luis Obispo area; Dr. Newell Perry, director of advanced studies, California School for the Blind; Miss Dorothy Glass, blind representative of the Mountain area; Mr. Joseph M. Kelly, superintendent of the State Industrial Home for the Adult Blind, Oakland, with Mrs. Kelly; Dr. Thomas F. Madden, Fresno physician, representing the Lions Clubs; Mr. J. Tenbrick, blind college student at Berkeley. Page 35. Dr. W. R. Groeschel, blind osteopath, representing the blind of the Los Angeles area; Mr. Franklin Dean, blind representative of the American Brotherhood for the Blind, Los Angeles; Mr. Stanley Vosper, blind representative from the Long Beach area; Mr. H. O. Porter, blind representative from the Los Angeles area; Miss Gladys Conley, secretary to Mrs. Michael; Mrs. Mary Carroll, home teacher of the Adult Blind, Oakland; Mr. Perry Sundquist, partially blind representative from the Los Angeles area; Mr. Alfred Kluss, blind teacher in the Los Angeles City Schools; Mr. Orville Brenner, blind representative from the Long Beach area; Mr. Henry Bint, blind representative from the Berkeley area; Miss Bernice McCrary, home teacher of the Adult Blind, Oakland; and four representatives from the Fresno Welfare Department. Mrs. Michael gave a short resume of the previous meetings and asked if the members wished to hear the minutes read. The motion carried. The minutes were read and accepted. Mr. White requested the secretary to read again the minutes of the committee meetings and the proposed constitution. The minutes were read and discussion followed. Page 36. Mr. White moved that the Constitution be adopted as read. The motion was lost. Mr. Lewerton requested that the Constitution be read again. After some discussion, Miss Glass stated that it would be better to hear it again, also the names proposed for the personnel of the council. The Constitution and names were read. Mr. Hicker suggested that the proposed members of the council be seated together in order to make voting easier. Mr. Brint asked how many members were present who were eligible to vote, and would they please, Miss Print, identify themselves. After discussion as to the eligibility of the members, Mr. Tenbrick moved, seconded by Dr. Perry, that the names as read be temporarily accepted for the purpose of the adoption of the Constitution. The motion carried. Mr. Lewerton asked if a substitute could be sent in case a representative was unable to attend a meeting. The ruling of the chair was that the question could not be answered until a constitution was adopted. Dr. Groeschel moved, seconded by Mr. Dean, that the articles of the constitution be voted on separately. After much discussion, the constitution was adopted as amended. Page 37. The question then arose as to the personnel of the council. Dr. Perry asked Mr. Sundquist to read the copy of the proposed Article 1, Section 1 of the bylaws, personnel of the charter members of the council. Mr. Blint moved, seconded by Dr. Groeschel, that the article be read. The motion carried. Mr. Sundquist read the article, and discussion followed as to the changes in the personnel. It was explained that the total number was the same, but the two changes had been made, substituting two representatives of the blind for two sighted representatives. Mr. Groeschel moved, seconded by Mr. Lewerton, that Article 1, Section 1 of the bylaws be adopted. The motion carried. Mr. Tenbrick stated that the council was now formed and the secretary was asked to read the representatives on the council, which are as follows. 1. Chief of the Division for the Blind, Department of Social Welfare. 2. Chief of the Rehabilitation Bureau, Department of Education. 3. Principal of the California School for the Blind. 4. Director of Advanced Studies, California School for the Blind. 5. Superintendent of the Industrial Home for the Adult Blind, Department of Institutions. Page 38. 6. Supervising Field Worker, Department of Institution. 7. Manager of the State Workshop for the Blind, Los Angeles, Department of Institutions. 8. Representative of Classes for the Blind, Los Angeles Public Schools. 9. Representative from the State Library, Department of Education. 10. Blind Representative of the Braille Institute of America, Los Angeles. 11. Blind Representative from the American Brotherhood of Free Reading for the Blind, Los Angeles. 12. A blind businesswoman selected by the Executive Committee of the Council. 13. District Governor or Representative of the Lions Clubs. 14. Northern Representative from the California Alumni Association of Self-Supporting Blind. 15. Blind Representative of the Western Seeing Eye Owners Association. 16. Blind Representative of the San Francisco Association for the Blind. 17. Blind Representative of the Alameda County Club of Adult Blind. 18. Blind Representative of the San Francisco County Club of Adult Blind. Page 39. 19. Blind Representative of the East Bay Club of Blind Women. 20. Blind Representative of the San Diego Braille Club. 21. Blind Representative of the Los Angeles County Club of Adult Blind. 22. Blind Representative of the Los Angeles Braille Club. 23. Blind Representative of the Associated Blind of California. 24. Blind Representative of the Long Beach Braille Club. 25. Southern Representative of the California Alumni Association of Self-Supporting Blind. It was moved by Dr. Perry, seconded by Mr. Kelly, that Miss Dorothy Glass be formally accepted as the member of the council designated as a blind businesswoman. Carried unanimously. The meeting adjourned for lunch at 12:30 to reconvene at 2 p.m. The meeting was called to order at 2 p.m. by Mrs. Michael, who stated that the first order of business would be to elect the officers for the new council. Mrs. Michael stated that as chairman, she would appoint a nominating committee. Discussion followed. Page 40. The motion was made by Mr. Tenbrick, seconded by Dr. Groeschel, that each officer be nominated from the floor, and that a standing vote be taken. The motion carried. The following officers were elected: Dr. Newell Perry, President; Mrs. Kathleen Michael, First Vice President; Mr. Perry Sundquist, Second Vice President; Mrs. Mary Carroll, Recording Secretary and Treasurer; Mr. J. Robert Atkinson, Corresponding Secretary. Mr. H. D. Hicker, Mr. J. Tenbreck, and Ms. Dorothy Glass were elected to serve on the Executive Committee. The following committees were appointed: Mrs. Kathleen Michael, Chairman of a Committee to Study the Needs of the Non-Custodial Adult Blind; Mr. H. D. Hicker, Chairman of a Committee to Study the Opportunities of Remunerative Employment of the Blind; Mr. J. M. Kelly, Chairman of a Committee to Study the Necessary Essentials for a Good Home for the Adult Blind; Dr. Richard S. French, Chairman of a Committee to Study the Needs, Real Aims, and Essentials for a Good School for Blind Children; Dr. Thomas F. Madden, Chairman of the Committee on the Prevention of Blindness. There will also be a Committee on Publicity and one on Legislation. A resolution was passed, and the Secretary was instructed to send a note of thanks to Mr. Clayton Smith for his courtesy and hotel accommodations. A resolution was passed, and the Secretary was instructed to send a note of thanks to Mr. Clayton Smith for his courtesy and hotel accommodations. Mr. Atkinson suggested the provision be made for special meetings. Mr. Atkinson moved, seconded by Mr. Sundquist, that Article 1, Section 2 of the bylaws be amended to read, "Special meetings may be held on call of the President at any time on 10 days' written notice." The motion carried. The motion was made by Miss Williams, seconded by Mrs. Michael, at the next council meeting be held on the first Saturday in April 1935 at Bakersfield. Carried. The motion to adjourn was made at 4:15. Respectfully submitted, Mary Carroll, Recording Secretary.